before they step off stage, I wanted to introduce them to you. This is Shushti, Smriti, Orivan, and Adi. It is because they are that the book is. This was a work they did on their own. It was like a test. So you are the evaluators. It was a creation of their own. They put it together in the last 10 days or so. I want to thank you so much for the absolute openness with which you agreed to come to release our little book of our little experiment. In some ways, you could say that Auroville on a human scale is small, but there are aspects to it which are useful for the whole world. When Auroville started, I have little time, but I want to introduce Auroville to you. We all decided that we'd rather give you an experience of Auroville this time, because this is going to be the first of many visits, and next time you have to stay in Auroville too. One reason why I'm so keen to see you in Delhi is from the day you took over as the Minister of Human Resource Development. I want to welcome also Mr. Narayana Swamy. We have a bonus, we have two central ministers. When I brought the book to you, it is because very passionately I feel that India is the one country in the world where the truth of the soul can be brought before the youth of the country. It should be the birthright of every young person in the country that they are allowed the freedom to find themselves. And Auroville, which is an experiment based on freedom, may have something to offer in this regard. And we would like to offer ourselves for this. Auroville is just 42 years old. It started on a barren, deserted, denuded plateau. And we have become known for our work on the environment, on the land. But that is not all that Auroville is meant to be. Auroville is a place for experimentation into new forms of social living, into new forms of governance, into economy that would not allow money to be the sovereign lord, and of course into new forms of education that would hold this new consciousness. We believe, because we are devotees of Sri Aurobindo, that there is a new consciousness at work, and this world that humanity seems to be creating for itself, which is full of difficulties and problems, actually holds within it a secret solution. If only once we would turn within to find the solutions in ourselves, perhaps it would be easier to deal with the problems, and perhaps the problems would become solutions. So we need a new consciousness, and we need a new education that could embody this new consciousness. So, this is one reason why we are so glad to have you here. You have come to release the book passage, but India herself holds Auroville, has held Auroville so well. I don't think there is any country in the world that would welcome, and we have already people from 40 nationalities. We hope this will increase, because Auroville exists in its diversity. Auroville exists in the seeking for unity in that diversity. We seek synthesis of cultures, we seek synthesis of knowledge, and we seek to embody an actual human unity. To do that, we need to be diverse, as diverse as possible. And it is this millennial wisdom of India that has held Auroville. And India, the mother, needs to embody her soul a little more. It is time. We have been free now for more than 60 years. We now need to be truly free, giving the lordship to the soul. Therefore, this little book, which presents a small experiment in the seeking for the soul and the possibilities that that gives to every child to become something much more than they are, if that possibility is given. Sri Aurobindo very strongly insists that freedom must be given. So Mother has come up with an idea called free progress education, which is an education guided by the soul, not subjected to habits, conventions, and preconceived ideas. You, sir, have endless problems to solve in terms of even providing basic education. Perhaps this education could be provided on a new basis. Perhaps we do not have to repeat the cycle of the Western cycle of utilitarianism. Perhaps we could empower our youngsters in a new way. This is a wish and this is an offer to you. I'd like you to release the book, and we want to release it to the eternal youth, an embodiment of the eternal youth of Oroville. Mr. Mahalingam is just 90 years old.
Well, thank you very much. This is indeed a very, very special experience for me. I have come to the cave of Tapasya, and if I had an opportunity, I would stay here. Oroville is much more than India. Oroville encompasses within itself the spirit of the world, the spirit of human beings. And what you're doing here is something which I think the global community should be doing. But we live in an imperfect world. We don't live in a perfect world. And perfection is what we strive towards as we look within ourselves, not outside of ourselves. You talked, you know, the global community since the French Revolution has been talking about liberty, equality and fraternity. And I think in Oroville you realize that too much liberty leads to inequality, and too much equality leads to the diminution of liberty. And what really needs to be brought within the fold of the universe is the spirit of fraternity. That's what is sought to be practiced in Oroville. How do you discover yourself, and in that process discover your fellow human being? And in that diversity, you discover the unity of the human race. Education, as we have understood over the years, is a formal structure to empower the child to understand the world beyond him. But education has never been based on empowering the child to understand him or herself. So the moment you move away from formal education towards an informal methodology to learn about yourself and in that process learn about the world, that's something that can only be done in places like Oroville. I wish I could do it in the rest of the country, but it cannot be done, because in an imperfect world, in a commercial world, in a world where the market economy prevails, in a world where people look for salaries and jobs, and people look at aggrandizement and acquisition of wealth and building hotels, and you can't in that imperfect world do away with formal education. But I think what we need to do is, within the limitation of that formal education, help the child discover himself or herself. And so therefore, at the heart of any process of that discovery is the element of choice. The child must be allowed to choose. Choose what? Choose that which he or she finds happiness in. A thing of beauty is a joy forever. And what is beauty? Beauty is the discovery of truth, which is why truth is a joy forever. But the road to the discovery is not an easy road, because we need to delve into the soul, into the Atman, and figure out what we are here for. And that's why this particular publication passage is very, very emotive, because we are truly passengers. This is a passage. There is no end and there is no beginning. And in a sense, there is an end and there is a beginning. In the formal sense, there is an end and there is a beginning. In the informal sense, there is no end and there is no beginning. Why? Because we are part of energy. And so in formal education, there is an end and a beginning in formal education, but in informal education there is no end and there is no beginning, because you discover the Atman. You discover yourself. What you do here symbolizes what we need to do around the world. Bring human beings together of different cultures, diversities, allow them to mingle with each other, to discover each other, and therefore the soul of the human being. That's what we saw at the stage with this wonderful performance by these four wonderful kids. And I realized the way that they moved, that there was a connectivity that they had established beyond the self. I saw that in their movements. I saw that in their form of communication, the method of communication. And we saw on stage the unity of four human beings of different diversities. And that's the celebration of our religion. Let us all celebrate it and let us take it forward. Thank you very much.
There is not much to say except to welcome you in our cave of tapasya. Because every word that you have spoken, every sensibility that you have expressed touches us deep in our hearts and in our souls, because that's the experience that we try to live through. So thank you for appreciating it, for being one with us. It's a kind of a resonance which we all in this hall feel very strongly. And it's obviously the moment. There are moments which carry a sense of the future in a very special way. And this seems to be one of those moments. Because at the time that you are trying to do so much for formal education in the country, you have expressed your need of connecting the formal with the informal. And perhaps this meeting that we have here today on the occasion of the release of this book passage is precisely that nodal moment when that connection, that connectivity between the informal and the formal can take place, beginning from where we are in the country, but spreading around the globe, because nothing happens today that doesn't go around the globe in very tangible manners. It's not only market forces, it's also the positive soul searching that also goes around the globe, as you have witnessed. I would just like to add, if I may, that in terms of this pattern of education, of seeking the soul and let it guide and mold the entire personality, not only in the context of a country, but in the context of the world, was Srinivas' vision and dream more than 100 years ago. And since then, there have been patterns of education that have been started by Shobindu and the mother, right across the century. And Arvind, where you are today, offers you the latest and the most unique experiment in that field. So it is to extend to you another welcome, and now that Mr. Narayan Swami, who is a very old friend of ours, is with us again to see. So we're very happy that he's here today. And we have some, the children that you admired so much just now have some gifts for you. So let me not come in the way.
Yes. The minister is very short of time because he has to go to Karaikal. So this concludes our program in the auditorium.